Hopes were raised for conquering dengue fever at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene conference here in Atlanta. A survey of infection in children in Sri Lanka was presented by Hasita Tissara, and he explained to me how this could help raise awareness to the huge threat that dengue poses, a threat which is often not taken seriously enough.
Dengue fever is a tropical disease which has plagued most parts of South and Southeast Asian countries in the at present. As far as Sri Lanka is concerned, annually we have something like 35 to 40,000 cases reported.
It's a mosquito-borne disease. What can be done about it already?
Yes, it's a mosquito-borne disease. It's transmitted by a mosquito called Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus. Well, there are two-pronged approach in controlling dengue. One is vector control, which is slightly challenging. The second is clinical management of cases by close observation and judicious fluid management. Because what happens in dengue is in a small proportion of patients who get dengue fever, they go into what is known as critical phase, where they start leaking plasma out of their blood vessels into the third space. By doing so, they can go into a form of shock, which can result in death.
Now, dengue fever has been what's referred to as a neglected tropical disease. Why neglected?
Well, for a long time, dengue has been around. If you go back to the history of dengue, in parts of South and Southeast Asia, dengue has been around for the last 60 years or so, and a major problem in hospitalization, mainly in the pediatric age group, plus one of the challenging a medical problem which had not been able to handle. Because particularly during the epidemic seasons, the hospitals can be swamped with patients with dengue. So therefore, it had been challenging. And it had also been challenging because so far, despite the disease being in existence for more than 60 years, we have not been able to develop a vaccine, a preventable vaccine for dengue.
Can you tell me what you're doing in this survey that you're now showing here in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, we are working with an international group called the Pediatric Dengue Vaccine Initiative based in Korea, where they have multiple centers, sentinel sites in different parts of the world. And this particular site in Colombo, where we are looking at the burden of dengue disease in the pediatric age group in Colombo, Sri Lanka, which is a highly endemic area for dengue.
And what have you found so far?
Well, it's very interesting. In our cohort of 1,000 children that we are following up, we have been doing that for the last 2.5 years or so, we find that by the time the children reach 5 years, 50% of them are seropositive for dengue, which means that disease transmission is very, very high in urban areas.
What potentially can be done about this then?
Well, yes, there are a number of things that you can do. One is to develop an effective vaccine so that a preventive vaccine can be incorporated into the EPI program so that dengue can be a vaccine-preventable disease in the future. That's one area that we have to work on. Plus, improving clinical management so that patients can be detected early, they can be monitored closely in hospital settings, and they can be treated accordingly when they have the severe form of dengue.
What practical steps forward, then, has your survey brought so far?
Yes, we have been able to identify the burden of disease in Sri Lanka in particular, mainly in the urban settings. And then we have an idea as to what the prevalence is all about as far as dengue is concerned in Sri Lanka, which is a major problem. And based on that, we are working with our international collaborators to improve our, strengthen our surveillance, plus work on a preventable vaccine for the future.
What are the best forms of support or treatment for patients who already have dengue fever right now, and how might these be improved?
Yes, it's again an important area that we are working on, because majority of dengue patients who have been diagnosed as dengue have a self-limiting illness, which is about 2 to 7 days of fever, headache, retroorbital pain, probably nausea and vomiting, body aches and pains, things like that. And it's a self-limiting illness. What you need is, in the majority, rest from work plus supportive therapy. However, in a minority of group, which is difficult to differentiate at the early phase of the illness, they go into what is known as severe form of dengue, which is also known as dengue hemorrhagic fever or dengue shock syndrome. In them, unless you detect them early, they can go into more severe state of illness and probably succumb due to the illness. So that's the challenging part, because dengue is a difficult disease to diagnose and also treat unless you detect them early.
How close are we to getting a vaccine then?
Well, again, we are skeptical. We are hopeful, that a vaccine can be developed within the next 5-6 years, but there are a few challenges. Like, for example, dengue is not, although we have a single disease outcome, it is caused by 4 different serotypes of dengue viruses. So developing a vaccine is challenging because we have to have an effective vaccine against all 4 serotypes. That's one challenge. And then theoretically, a person can be infected with dengue 4 times. So that's again a challenge, because even if a vaccine is developed, unless you have a vaccine which can seroconvert individuals for all 4 serotypes, still the problem would exist. So therefore, developing a vaccine is a challenge.
Clearly, it is still early days, but you're doing important work here on your survey. What practical messages of hope might you give to people all over the world in areas affected by dengue fever?
Yes, dengue is a complex disease, I would say. It's a disease caused by vector mosquitoes, so a very close entomological and epidemiological knowledge is important, is a key for future prevention of dengue, and we are hopeful.
And you don't just have to take it as something of little importance just because it is self-limiting in some people.
Yes, actually, in majority it is self-limiting. However, it's been a dilemma for clinicians to differentiate those who have the self-limiting illness from those who go into severe form of dengue. So it's very important that you detect the disease early and you monitor the patients closely so that you will detect the severe form of the disease early so that you can prevent unwarranted consequences.
Hasita Tissara from the Ministry of Health in Sri Lanka and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He was talking with me at the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene Conference here in Atlanta. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.